Are you stumbling through life with a blurry vision, unsure of your next step? What if I told you clarity isn't about perfect eyesight, but about developing your inner compass? In a world that's constantly changing and there's a lot of uncertainty, most people feel lost. Let's be honest, feel really overwhelmed. But what if you could navigate life's challenges with courage and confidence, even when the path ahead seems unclear? See, my mentor sent me this quote, and I would love to download a copy of it for you. He said, "Walk away from people who put you down. Walk away from fights that will never be solved. Walk away from trying to please people who will never, and I do mean never, see your worth. The more you walk away from things that poison your soul, the healthier you'll be." Do you mind if I share a quick story with you, family? There was this soldier that was captured, and he became a POW, which means a prisoner of war. What would end up, his captors, what they would do is they would come in and play mental mind games with him, only give him one meal a day, poke at him and do certain things. And then one day the meal stopped. Next thing, his captor stopped, you know, coming and poking on him. Eventually, he started getting inside of his mind and started thinking, like, why did this have to happen to me? And I agree with him. And if we're just being honest here, family, if we were stuck in that position, we would start thinking the same thing. Why me? How could this have happened to me? Why am I locked behind these gates? Why am I in this actual cage? And then all of a sudden, a fellow soldier came out of nowhere. And as he was talking to his soldier and said, "Hey, let me out of here." You know, he was like, he was excited. He's like, "Man, I'm so glad that you're here to get me out of here. They just been holding me hostage." And the soldier went to go open up the gate, and the gate was already unlocked. How many times, family, that we put ourselves in a gate that has already been unlocked? How many times we made decisions thinking that there is no way out? How many times we stuck in positions that we knew it was time to move on? How many, you get where I'm going with this, family. Welcome to today's Sunday conversation. I know it's a late one for everyone, and this is something different than what you're normally getting around project management. But this was on my heart because I, too, go through some of these things, and I'm going to unpack 8 points that I hope that could help release you as I'm going on the journey along with you. Like I said, I don't want to try and be perfect. I don't want to come across as I am perfect. What I do want to do is show you and be transparent of my journey. So when we all look back at this together, we can say, "Wow, I remember when you were there, and then look where you are now." So I hope that you can enjoy this journey that we're on, family, and let's dive into these points. Point number one, walk away instead of trying to be a fixer. Family, if you're a project manager, if you're a leader of any sort, I don't even care if you're a leader. Most of the times, if you're someone that is always looking to help someone, sometimes you can fall into a category as a fixer. What is a fixer? A fixer is somebody that comes along and says, "Hey, I'll help you with that. I'll fix that for you," meaning, and in your mind, you're thinking, "Hey, they're going to join in and helping me fix it." But then you find out you're the one fixing the problem while they're sitting back doing nothing. Ooh, you don't like that. Okay, let me see if I can be more clear and more transparent. Matter of fact, I'm going to wipe my feet off at the doormat and I'm going to knock on the door. Matter of fact, I'll ring the doorbell out of courtesy to say and show up at your front door so you can understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying, family, is that a lot of times we take on more than we were meant to take on. Sometimes you have to allow people to fight their own battles. Yes, you should help. Yes, you should be there. But the first things first, they have to want it. If they don't want it, then it's not even worth it. I always share this story. I heard a gentleman share this story that if something happened where a plane crashed and people were in the ocean and a helicopter come down, do you know they would start helping the people that are swimming towards the helicopter first versus the people that are just floating there and not doing anything, not trying to paddle, not trying to make any movement? Why is that? You may say, "Well, what if those people can't swim?" You got a good point. But what about the people that can swim and they just decided, "You know what? I'm not moving. What if they made a decision that, hey, I don't want to move forward? A lot of times, family, and that's why I started with, are decisions of not moving forward because of the fact that we are trying to be everything to everybody else and not starting with ourselves. Point number two, the excuses we use as a way out. You know, hey, I'm guilty of this, family. I'll use an excuse. I almost made an excuse today. You know, I was like, hey, I'm not even going to do Sunday conversations. They're not even looking for an episode for me today. They're checking for me on Monday because there was some technical difficulty. There were some things that I were running into, and it doesn't even matter. But the point of it all is that I almost made an excuse and found a way out because of the challenges that I was up against. But I couldn't let that stop me, family. I had to make today's episode because I don't know where somebody is at. They may be at a point of, I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. I want to give up, and I want to use every reason why I can't move forward. This is for you. This is for us, family. Let's move on to point number three, control your emotion. Listen, I seen this quote and I thought it was amazing where it said, anyone can control you when you're easily offended. This definitely is something that we're always a work in progress, meaning that when someone says something, listen, I'm the first to, like, conflict to me is no problem at all. But I realize a lot of times people will say certain things to you so they can control you, so they can get you emotional, get you in your emotions. And then you do something that you turn around and say, why did I do that? Like, I could have just let that go. And I know it's a pride thing. I know that you're trying to prove that, hey, I'm not going to be anyone's doormat. You're not going to walk over me. However, if you are in that environment, you got one or two choices. You can continue to go through that, or you can make a plan to move forward. We always talk about here, if you don't have a plan, then you plan to fail, or better yet, I'll remix that thing for you. If you fail to get in a position during your planning process and then execute, then you might as well sit there and continue to do what you've been doing because it's not going to change. Let's move on to point number four, distance over disrespect. Again, distance over disrespect. As the cliche goes, you are unable to control what someone said to you, even done to you. But that is a conjunction. You can control how you respond. Again, family, going back to the previous point about controlling our emotions. Yes, I know it wasn't right what they did. Yes, you have every reason to want to do something as far as respond back and say things that how you really feel. But at the end of the day, as they always say, is it going to be worth your time? Is it going to be worth your breath? Because you know that they're not going to change anyway. You know that they're not going to do the work anyway. If you know this, then why are we keep going back and forth with people that don't even respect what we're saying? You know, it's another cliche. I'm just filling in a cliche mood. You know, if they say if two people are arguing from a distance for someone who's watching, they don't know who is who, meaning who's the fool, who started this. So why am I going back and forth with somebody that I know already has refused to change? Point number five, resourceful people over takers. Again, resourceful people over takers. Listen. You want to surround yourself with resourceful people. What are resourceful people? When you're down, they'll give you a call. When you're up, they'll give you a call, and vice versa. Takers, all they care is about them. When it comes time to do something where everyone needs to pitch in, they're the first one to run, or as they say, exit stage right. It's not fair. So if it's not fair, what are we going to do about it? Again, we're not going to have a pity party. We understand where they stand and let them stand where they stand. So what we can do, family, is start making an adjustment. An adjustment is slowly start pulling away, gracefully start pulling away, because if all they're going to take is that, then they're just going to continue to be takers anyway. Stop trying to change somebody. Stop trying to do for people that, again, do not want to give in return. Let's move on to point number six, negotiating yourself out of opportunities. Family, I wish I could be honest with you right now, and I hope I don't get any judgment, but there's been many a times where I've negotiated myself out of opportunity because I was thinking, well, should I do this? You know, maybe it's not worth my time. And I start going down this whole roadmap, and then finally I just say, it's not even worth it. I love what the Black leaders worldwide said. They said, talking yourself out of opportunities because you don't feel like you're ready yet, it's time to jump. you are ready. Now, how many times you sat in a job where you said, hey, I am ready to jump. I'm ready to go. But you don't even want to put your resume out there. You don't want to apply for a job. Okay, you don't like that one. How many times have you sat in a relationship and you said, why am I sitting here? And I know that it's time to jump. Okay, let me do one more for you since I'm feeling that great. Well, how many times have you told yourself that, hey, I'm going to get up in the morning or sometime today, I'm going to exercise, but yet you talk yourself out of it because you feel like you don't have the right equipment. You feel like you don't have the right trainer. You feel all of these different things, but yet it's time to jump. Let's move on to point number 7. Learn from the success and failure in life. Listen, family, having the ability to take what has worked and double down on it will move you faster. And then taking what didn't work and improve it and or remove it out of your life. Because a lot of times, family, they always say you can learn a lot more from your failures than you can your success. And I'm really starting to believe that more and more, because in your failures, you're like, yes, okay, how do I fix that? What do I need to do? What is the work that's going to be required? What's the skill set I need to navigate so this won't happen to me again? This is when you want to keep, watch this, family, a windshield view and a rear view approach. Ooh, I like that. Let me tell you why I like that, family, because with the windshield approach, you're always looking forward. With a rear view approach, you get caught up in the rear view and then you can't drive your vehicle forward. Matter of fact, you can't even walk forward. If you were to just continue to look behind you as you were walking, eventually you're going to run into something. And I'm going to tell you, it's not what you wanted in your life. So, family, take these failures that you experience and learn from them and then grow from them. And then the successes that you've had, double down, figure out ways to continue to have the success. And most of all, family, have the courage to experiment. This is what I'm doing today with Sunday Conversations. I just thought I wanted to experiment to see how the family would love this motivation, this inspiration, and most of all, this influence. Let's move on to point number 8. Say no to anything that does not align where you are going. You know, I had a conversation with my mentor and we were talking about my path and my direction as far as, you know, coaching and training in PMP and CAPM and et cetera. And I realized there were a lot, as I'm talking to him, I'm thinking there are a lot of things that have me distracted and I need to narrow in. So today, what I did was I went and listened to a masterclass around project management. What I did today, all I was doing as I was working, I'm listening to project management concepts so I can come back here and coach and teach you guys for people that are interested in this thing called project management. Because I feel like it's important that a lot of times we can always get caught in our own way. And when we get caught in our own way, this is when we start to stumble. And when we stumble, we're frustrated because we can't explain and understand why. So if you don't know where you're going, just start walking anyway. Standing still will keep you exactly where you were at anyway. So at least if you start walking, you at least know at minimum what you don't want. A lot of times we don't know what we want, and that is good, but it's better to know what you don't want instead of being in a position where it's just you're all the way around clueless. So I always say, go and experiment. Hey, if you love this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, come and join me. Come and learn. Come and understand the concepts. See if this is something you want to create a career around. And if it's not, see what else that's out there that you'll like. Because at the end of the day, family, you need to find something that is going to work for you, something that you can fall in love with, like I fell in love with project management. Here's a bonus for you, family. Find your group of counsel to vent to. Again, find your group of counsel to vent to. Listen, I have a council of mentors and friends. And the reason why I created this council, it was just by accident. Actually, you know, it's the reason why it's important. I love what Les Brown says. He says 80% don't care and 20% is glad as you. Listen, everybody don't care when you're venting to them. There are people that really do care, and then there's other people that don't. Me personally, I care because of the fact of if there's something I can do to help somebody, and as long as they're willing to do the work, I'm willing to do as much as I can and as often as I can. But if they're unwilling to do the work, it's nothing I can really do for them. So again, family, look, you know, create you a council of people that you can really talk to, have transparent conversations with, so they can guide you and get you back on track. The last and final bonus, the weekend. I seen this quote too that was posted where it said, use the weekend to build the life you want instead of escape the life you have. How many times have we built up? How many times have we on a weekend? Okay, you won't be honest, I will. There's been many weekends where I just sat around and watched seasons of different shows because I'm escaping life, as they say, not running from it, I guess, but it just more or less, I just don't want to read anything. I don't want to do anything. So this is why I had to pivot, because I understand I have a responsibility and accountability to you, family, to bring you content, to bring you things you normally won't see on different channels or podcasts and things of that nature. I want this stuff to be real life, because we're living in real life. All of this, hey, get rich in 24 hours and all these things are nonsense. I want to make sure that you have something tangible that you can walk away with and implement. Don't listen to these episodes and you don't implement the information that is being given, because I am really taking my time to ensure that I am helping someone and really giving back to people. I have my three closing remarks, family, and then I'm going. First one, the excuses we use as a way out. Like I stated before, we use a lot of excuses to justify our reason for why we won't take action. Matter of fact, watch this. We justify the reason why we won't go and execute. There are people that are waiting on your gifts. There are people that are out there waiting. You don't know the impact and influence that you can have on someone's life. But if you don't take action, if you do not execute, you will not be able to have that impact and influence on someone's life. Point number two, the weekend. Again, like I stated before, use the weekend to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. And my final closing remark, family, negotiating yourself out of an opportunity. Hey, listen, as the Black Leaders Worldwide stated, talking yourself out of opportunities because you don't feel like you're ready yet, it is really time to jump. And I believe you're ready. Execute today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Today has been Sunday Conversations. Let's get out our own, family, so we can have an impact, influence, and inspire someone out there that's looking to